Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you haven't heard, the Chiefs return tonight, taking on the Texans. Kickoff is at 7:20 Central Time. Coverage on our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf, which at some point I'm going to say today without stumbling, starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll recap on tomorrow's show. But it is Chiefs. It's not a Friday, but even Ketz is wearing red. They're back in the studio. And so we have a special guest on the line to get us into the spirit a bit.
Yeah, David Smale is an author and a really interesting cat. Has been covering sports and history, and has written a number of books on a tremendous number of different subjects, and has given us the latest one. And this one is out and available now, and it's gorgeous, by the way. It's called The Keys to the Kingdom, an illustrated timeline of the Kansas City Chiefs. David Smale, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. You got me pumped up with that intro music. I'm ready to go.
Good.
I'm ready to go hit somebody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, the book is incredible, and I want to have you tell a little bit of your story as well. How old were you when the Chiefs became the Chiefs?
I was 5 years old. I turned five that first season in 1963, and I remember my dad being real excited that we were getting professional football. I thought football was something we played in the side yard. I didn't realize people got paid for it, but he was excited, and so I was excited, and I've been a Chiefs fan ever since.
So where did the idea for a book like this come from then?
From the publisher who approached me, actually. I knew there were several books on the 2019 season, all done by very good writers. I've got copies of most of them already, and I'm looking for the rest of them. And very well done. I didn't feel like I needed to jump into that fray, but through a friend of a friend, this publisher from St. Louis reached out to me actually in mid-March. I was at the Big 12 tournament covering that for the only day that it was in existence this year. And I got a phone call. I just let it go to voicemail. When I checked my voicemail, they said, "We want to talk to you 8 o'clock tomorrow morning about doing a book on the history of the Chiefs." And I'm not a morning person, especially if I work till midnight, but I thought I could make myself alert at 8 o'clock for that phone call. And I reached out to them, and they told me all about it, and I was fired up to do it. So it was a labor of love. They did tell me after they got me excited, they told me what the deadline was, which made me turn it around pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's funny because there's been so much focus on the 50-year gap, right, between Super Bowl IV and now. But your book goes back into the AFL days, and I wonder how much of that you had stored in the memory banks that you remember watching those games when you were a kid versus having to go back and do the research on them again.
Well, certainly I did research just to make sure my memory was correct.
Sure.
But the way I always do a book, and actually even when I write a story, a feature story, I'll put together an outline first just to make sure my thoughts are flowing. And so I did that with this book. I put together an outline. I asked a few close friends who were my age or even a little bit older who remembered that era, and just said, "Am I leaving anything out?" And so I had help with the outline, and then I basically just wrote it from memory, and again using the internet to check on dates and stats and things like that.
What did you learn that you didn't know in doing some of the research? What did you find out that you didn't know before, especially as a big Chiefs fan?
Well, As I said, most of it was from memory, and I knew that the Chiefs had a lot of the players from the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities. I didn't think anything of it at the time, and until I did this project, I really didn't think about how unusual that was. But at that time, the NFL really ignored those schools. There might have been a few players from those schools in the NFL, but for the most part, they ignored those schools. And the AFL obviously recognized that that was a wealth of talent, and Lamar Hunt was one of the leaders. Now, if you look back on some of the Chiefs' greats from the 60s especially, you know, Buck Buchanan and Willie Lanier and Jim Marcellus and guys like that, they played at the HBCUs, and that really helped integrate the National Football League or professional football in general to the point where when the merger happened, there were players from the HBCUs all over the place.
Yeah, and I mean, you cover everything, and of course, there's a lot of triumph in this book, and the pictures are incredible. But what I love about it is that you also cover some of the harder times, and I think one of the most poignant moments in Chiefs history, and in fact, one of the most poignant moments in NFL history, was the death of Derek Thomas. I remember I had never been to Kansas City when that happened, and the entire league and every football fan everywhere, there was just this gasp of, you're kidding, what? Talk about putting that section of the book together.
Well, there were a few sections that that caught my breath a little bit, and that was certainly one of them. I remember exactly where I was when the news came down that Derek had been injured on his way to the airport, and everyone thought, man, that's so terrible. His career's over, but he's a young, vibrant guy, and he'll do great. He's got a great personality. He's got great drive. He'll make the best of this, and he'll do great things, even if from a wheelchair. And then, less than 2 weeks later, the news came that he had passed away.
Yeah.
And I remember where I was when that news came, and it was like I had to call somebody. I didn't know who to call. My father-in-law is a lifelong Chiefs fan. Chief's life, not his. and I called him. I said, "Did you hear?" And he said, "Yeah, I just heard the news." And we cried over the phone. I mean, it was definitely a tragic thing, not only for the Chiefs, not only for professional football, but for Kansas City in general. I don't know that any athlete impacted Kansas City until maybe Patrick Mahomes, but nobody up until that point impacted the city in general, not just sports fans, as much as Derek Thomas did.
You are doing a ton of signings coming up. We got a list with a bunch of them on there. And I would imagine what's going to happen when you do these signings is exactly what you just did, which is to share the stories with people that are coming in. I would imagine you're going to have a lot of great conversations with people about their memories associated with the stories in the book.
Well, I hope so. I had a person who worked for me one time, and I said, when I'm behind the desk all day and really not doing anything but computer work, I go home tired. But when I'm out and about making appointments and meeting this person and running from here to there, I go home and all fired up. And she said, you get your energy from people. And so I'm really looking forward to the book signings to engage with fellow Chiefs fans, because I wrote this book as a journalist. I wrote this book to make money, obviously, but I wrote it first and foremost as a Chiefs fan, and it's very personal. There's some stories in there. I was in the Huddle Club in 1968, and the way I told that story, the story about the Huddle Club and how it was in existence for quite a long time, was telling my memory of my 10th birthday when Nolan Smith ran around the right side of the pursuing Oakland Raiders up the right sideline, and it felt like he was going to keep running up, through the end zone, up the stairs, and sit down next to me in the Huddle Club. And so this is full of personal memories, not just memories that everybody can share. But if somebody reads that, they can say, yeah, I remember when I was at this game or that type of thing. So I'm looking forward to the book signing, and I hope people do engage with me and don't just hand me a book and ask me to write something on it.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the book itself, I mean, putting this project together, especially at a time when the Chiefs were coming off that Super Bowl victory. Where were you watching that game, by the way?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
We've got some friends at our church that have hosted a Super Bowl party. We've lost track of how many years. I can tell you the first one was when the Rams beat the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
So, you know, almost 20 years. And, you know, I could have tried to figure out a way to get down to Miami, but there it was just, I didn't really feel compelled to spend thousands of dollars to do that when I could watch on a 4K TV that was, you know, 6 feet in diameter. And I even wrote about the Super Bowl, because, you know, when the book came out, it was 6 months after the Super Bowl. I couldn't write anything that was, you know, that hadn't been covered before about the game itself. So I wrote a story about Chiefs fans didn't know what to do. They've been going to Super Bowl parties for years to fellowship and to eat food and to watch commercials. Hey, there's a game? We're supposed to watch this game? And, you know, you actually went to the restroom or went to fill up your plate during the commercials. And we didn't know what to do. But then when the game ended, we knew exactly what to do.
I think the start of this season will be interesting. If you were to do another book, you know, that begins with tonight, the first game of the season, things are so different now that the pictures that would be coming out of a game like tonight, where the stands are not full and with people in masks and that kind of thing, just really represent a new era. Would you do another one?
Sure. I probably wouldn't do one. You know, if they win it this year, which I think that their chances are very good, I probably wouldn't do one next year. I think it's too soon. But, I mean, if somebody says, hey, we'll pay you to do it, then I would certainly consider it. But I agree with you. It's a different era. And I think the biggest thing for Chiefs fans is there's no more, oh, what's going to happen to cancel this out? There's no more attitude of, but somebody's going to line up offsides, or somebody's going to hit a tipped pass, or something bad's going to happen to keep us from winning. We got rid of, as Chiefs fans, we got rid of a lot of monkeys, a zoo full of monkeys off our backs for following this team.
Well put. Well, those book signings that Jamie mentioned a little bit earlier, we've got one coming up Friday, September the 18th in Shawnee at Hayward's Pit Barbecue. There's another one in Kansas City in KCMO at Chapel's Restaurant and Sports Museum. That's coming up on September 22nd and September 24th at Johnny's Tavern West in Lawrence. So if people want to follow these and find out where you're going to be and when, in addition to me just saying it, how can they find you?
Well, my website, which is David Smale Books, and Smale is spelled S-M-A-L-E, so davidsmalebooks.com, right underneath the Chiefs book, which is the primary one that's featured. There's several others that I've written underneath it, but it has the upcoming book signings on there, and they load three at a time. You just keep, you know, if you don't see one you like, then just click load more, and it'll put three more on there. And that's also where you order the book. It's going to be available, probably is already, at all the finer bookstores. If they're not carrying it, they're not one of the finer bookstores. But I make more money if they order it directly from me, and they can also get an autographed copy without having to go to the store to do it. So I would prefer they go to my website, but it's going to be available everywhere. And I'm looking forward to people getting a look at it.
All right, David Smale, fascinating, and we can't wait to take a closer look at the book. Thanks a lot for spending time with us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You got it. And again,
go
the keys. Yeah, go Chiefs, indeed. Yeah. The Keys of the Kingdom is the name of the brand new book, The Illustrated Timeline of the Kansas City Chiefs. A great gift as well, if I may state.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.